You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, January 22nd. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 40%. That's how much the most commonly traded class of Fannie Mae's preferred shares has fallen since mid-November. A long list of hedge funds continue to hold shares in Fannie Mae and its sibling Freddie Mac. The two mortgage giants have been in conservatorship since Washington bailed them out during the 2008 financial crisis. Under this arrangement, the federal government owns huge senior stakes in both Fannie and Freddie. Preferred shares generally pay out a dividend, but the hedge funds aren't receiving dividends while Fannie and Freddie remain in conservatorship. The hope for hedge fund investors was that eventually policymakers would privatize the companies, which would send the value of these shares skyrocketing. While privatization was a goal of the Trump administration, it didn't get the job done, and the Biden administration is not expected to pursue ending the conservatorship, which is bad news for these hedge funds' investments. The next number up is $34.5 billion. That's the amount in assets that ARK Investments has in its seven exchange-traded funds as of December. That's up from just $3.2 billion at the end of 2019. The asset growth is not just a reflection of the fund's performance last year. It's also the byproduct of investors pouring billions of dollars into the products. That has created some challenges for ARK. The company specializes in investing in disruptive innovations. That means many of the companies it invests in are smaller. ARK has used the influx of cash to purchase more of its preferred stocks, which has made it one of the largest outside shareholders in some of these companies. This situation could present capacity challenges for ARK moving forward and force it to switch up its strategy. Our last number is $1 billion. That's how much UK-listed spread betting company IG Group has agreed to pay to acquire American online brokerage firm tastytrade. It's the latest sign of how popular online trading has become in the wake of the pandemic. While stuck at home because of COVID-19, many Americans have decided to take advantage of volatile markets and try their hand at day trading. And online brokerage platforms have made this easier. tastytrade has over 100,000 active accounts trading options, while another 800,000 people watch its online live streams that discuss the state of the market and trading strategies. Analysts say the merger will help to expand IG's product reach. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, January 22nd. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a nice weekend.